From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The talk of St. Lucia as a convicted murderer escapes the gallows for the time being. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister wants the rest of the world to give more recognition to small island developing states. And American lawmakers run into opposition over proposals to sell food and medicines to Cuba. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In St. Lucia, High Court Judge Susie Devine this afternoon commuted the death sentence of a condemned murderer, Morrill Cox. Cox, who was scheduled to be hanged tomorrow, was convicted of the rape and murder of a young woman in 1994. In her lengthy judgment, the judge quoted legal authorities to indicate that execution must follow as swiftly as possible after sentencing, allowing a reasonable time for appeal. But her decision was met with anger by residents who support hanging.
I am not pleased. I totally disagree with what happened. They should really hang him.
I feel St. Lucia has no law. When the man was doing the crime, none of them was on there. So they have no right to be there right now.
I feel real upset because I have two daughters. And I'm telling you straight to your face, if any man rape any of my daughters and the police man, I'm going to kill him.
Meantime, lead defense attorney Kenneth Foster said today's ruling could set a precedent for similar death row cases in the region.
It's important that Guerra's case was 4 years and 10 months.